Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Your thoughts on the radio, the number is 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Of course, we always bring things to the table that we think you might find interesting. And we're going to start out tonight here, I guess. We talked over the weekend and at the end of last week about the Biden speech where he was shown in front of the, in Philadelphia.
Was this the one that looked like it came out of, you know, Pink Floyd's The Wall?
Or V for Vendetta was what really rang a bell for me. It looked very much like the Chancellor dictator speech from V for Vendetta where he's...
It looked evil.
We must remind them of why they need us. Have you ever seen V for Vendetta?
Yes, I've seen it once, and yeah. I stopped watching it when there was like 20, 25 minutes left.
You got offended or whatever by
something. I don't
something
know if offended would be the word, but I refused to support it.
Okay, watching it.
Yeah, because it became a case of he was paying his suffering for it, and I don't support that. You know, to me, that was the point that he stopped being an anti-hero or a hero or an anti-villain or whatever, and he just became an outright villain, yeah.
That was an interesting perspective that you had on the movie, but a lot of people in the freedom movement do really enjoy that film, and the bad guy, the supposed bad guy, who is the bad guy in the movie, is the dictator, and there's a lot of similarity between the scene where he's giving his speech and the Biden speech. If anything, the Biden speech had even more kind of an evil overtone because they literally were using blood red lighting behind
him. Terrible choice. Was this the one when he was like, you know, you're going to need F-15s if you want to take...
That was different.
So that was a different act of evil.
Yeah, that was prior to the speech that we're talking about. This one was at Philadelphia, that, you know, where the country started or whatever. And he was speaking about the MAGA Republicans and the MAGA forces and saying that they're an attack on democracy and that they're basically, you know, going to bring the system down or something like that. I mean,
I hope so.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
I think he's overestimating the MAGA people.
Definitely. But he was trying to make them out as sort of, he didn't use the term enemy of the state, but he was kind of trying to make them out to be the enemy. That which needs to be targeted, that which needs to be stopped, domestic terrorism. These were kind of the overtones of the speech. Now, apparently...
Well, that's not fair. One can be an enemy of the state without being, you know, violent, or what was the term that you said?
A domestic terrorist. Yeah, he didn't use that term, as I recall. I did listen to the full 33-minute speech. He did not call them domestic terrorists right out.
Okay.
But he was basically saying that these people are enemies of the state without using those terms. Again, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me here. But essentially saying I think he literally did say they're a threat to democracy.
Well, see, because I consider myself to be an enemy of the state.
Yes. But the state considers us to be enemies of the state.
Yes, but I'm not a domestic terrorist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I condemn terrorism. I condemn all initiation of violence in order to achieve one's goals.
Absolutely. And, of course, we all know the state itself is terrorism because any kind of violence towards achieving political goals is the definition of terrorism or the threat of said violence in order to do that.
I think the only real definition-wise distinction between the state and terrorism is that the state is sanctioned or allowed by the people. Mm. They turn a blind eye to its evil, so they don't really consider it to be terrorism. But
that's true.
They're allowed by the people because they'll kill the people if the people try to stop them.
Well, they've also indoctrinated the people. Nobody now joining us. Welcome to the show here tonight. We're talking just... I just brought up the whole Biden speech thing because apparently Trump has now responded. And, Aria, I think you had some sort of commentary or statement about that.
I gotta say, when I did watch that speech,
the Trump one or the Biden one?
The Biden one. Okay. After we discussed it, I watched the whole thing, and I wanted to be a mega Republican, even though I hate those guys, just because I don't know, because
it set him off.
Because I wanted to trigger the mad bastard.
Yeah. So what's going on? Trump responded at a rally over the weekend, right?
He did. It's his first rally, as I understand it. Yes. It's his first rally since the FBI's search of Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. They keep calling it a raid.
Well, I mean, look, even though he wasn't there, they did trash his house, apparently.
Did they?
That's kind of one of the hallmarks of a raid, is because he was complaining that they like tossed out Melania's underwear drawer and ransacked his son's room and all
of which is unacceptable.
Made a huge mess.
Well, at least they didn't find a bunch of crack in there like they would have if it had been Hunter Biden's room.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sure they would have. I'm sure they found plenty of cocaine at Trump's house.
You think Trump uses coke?
I would be shocked if he didn't.
I think he's an Adderall kind of guy.
Could also be Adderall.
That's what I was hearing.
But, I mean, the FBI, they probably wouldn't even bother to confiscate his Adderall. Anyway, Donald Trump took aim.
They left me a little plate of meth.
Donald Trump took aim at President Joe Biden and the Democrats' recent warnings about MAGA Republicans. Speaking to supporters in Pennsylvania on Saturday, the former president addressed Biden's primetime speech by deeming it, quote, the most vicious, hateful, and divisive speech ever delivered by a U.S. president. And I don't know that he's necessarily wrong. From what I saw,
it's almost exactly my thoughts.
Trump claimed Biden was vilifying 75 million citizens, plus another probably 75 to 150 million, if we want to be accurate about it. So he seems to think that 75%-ish of Americans support him. I think Trump's being a little optimistic there, but whatever. As threats to democracy and as enemies of the state. You're all enemies of the state, he told the crowd to boo against Biden. He's an enemy of the state, if you want to know the truth. The enemy of the state is him.
Gosh.
And the group that
controls. By definition, Trump, Biden is not the enemy of the state. Biden is the state. He is the embodiment of the state. If you believe in the state, and I don't, it's just an idea. It's a religion. It's an evil religion.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is, it's not that he's the enemy of the state, which is a good thing. He's the enemy of the people. Mm. Of course, so is Trump.
Right. Trump wants to be back in charge of the state, and then he would love for Biden to be his enemy in that case. But these are all statists. These are all people who desire the control, the power of the state. And Biden, by definition, is no enemy of the state. He is the tool of the state. And if you want to argue that he's a puppet and that there are people in the quote-unquote deep state who are really in control of him or the Bilderberg group or whoever the hell it is, those are all the state, all of those people, whether officially or unofficially.
Well, I mean, he's certainly got handlers actually running the show, because half the time he doesn't know what day it is.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even know which direction he's supposed to turn after he's done with his speech.
He's trying to shake hands with people who just aren't there.
It's happened more than once.
Being there is the first step to shaking hands.
Yes.
So Trump made the same allegation, basically saying Joe is the enemy of the state and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this. Do that, Joe. As you know, there's been countless demonstrations of. Trump railed against the speech further.
Even the Easter Bunny tells him what to do.
Saying it was nothing but hatred and anger from the president. He also noted the red background for the speech, which numerous critics have mocked and criticized. How'd you like the red lighting behind him like the devil? Trump asked the crowd. It just reminds me of the scenes from The Wall, where Pink loses his mind, and you know, the wall's story-wise, it loses its way.
I was really high during that movie, so I don't
remember. As a Satanist, did that like give you any warm feelings, the red thing?
Did what give me any warm feelings?
The red lighting.
No, it looked evil. I disavow evil.
Oh, okay. I thought you liked the whole Satan thing.
I do, but there's no aspect of Satan that is evil.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, and I don't think Biden is claiming to be a Satanist, or if Satan was in any way invoked in that particular...
No, he said the devil, and Satan isn't the devil by any means. Satan resists the devil. At least that's how Satanists tend to portray it. No Satanist out there is like, I worship the devil. That's silly. The devil's the bad guy.
Right. And when I see you wearing all red, I don't think, oh, this person is evil.
No, that's mostly
I just think
hair.
She's a whore.
I don't think that either. But that's because you're not delivering a message of evil. You're not delivering
right.
a message of control. And
it just had to be
division. There's more coming up here in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Open here and you can join us. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And we want you to join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features there. We have a lot of them, including our chat server, which had some maintenance last night in the middle of the night. It was down for a couple hours, but it's back. Everything's okay. The maintenance was successful, which is the good news. So we've upgraded the
data. That's how you want maintenance to be.
Indeed. And smooth. Successful, and it went well. The database has been upgraded, and that means good things for us. I'm not sure exactly what, but more data, good thing, I suppose. We've got more room now, I think, for the growth of this thing. The chat server has grown fairly significantly. It was, as of several months ago, it was over 100 gigabytes. Of, like, you know, back chat data and stuff.
Half of that is Chantel and Jay.
Yeah. So that's, when you say the chat server, you mean
the Matrix? Yeah.
Okay.
Which you can join over at chat.freetalklive.com. And if you think about it, we have a 5 or I think 8 gigabyte, or not gigabyte, 8 megabyte limit on upload. So, like, if you want to upload a picture or something, you can usually fit that within 8 megabytes. What I didn't want people doing is, you know, uploading a DVD video or something like that. Which we're not.
Understandable.
It's a chat server. It's not a file storage facility. So that was the idea behind that. So given the relatively small file upload size, to have over 100 gigabytes in basically about a year. It's mostly chat and whatever pictures and stuff that people are uploading. So pretty impressive.
It's worth joining. I trash talk it a lot. I think the on-air room, not so much worth paying any attention to. But just mute that as soon as you join. But all the other rooms, I mean, you'll probably need to be in on-air to find the other rooms, but there's some
not
really
necessarily.
Good...
necessarily. You just hit the room join button, and it shows you a whole list.
There's some really good stuff on there.
What was the Obi-Wan Kenobi line about the town with the cantina in it?
Never, a hive of scum
never
and villainy.
Never will you find such a something hive of scum and villainy. I wish I could carve out a separate entrance so people didn't have to walk past those people to get where I am.
You don't have to join the chat or whichever rooms you don't want to. It doesn't force you into any of them, but it does show when you try to join the rooms, it does show you a list of them by popularity. So whichever one has the most people in it is at the top of the list. Right now, that's actually a Free State Project. With over 660 participants.
Oh, that's cheating, though. That one's bridged with Telegram.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, are there 660 Matrix users,
no.
Or does that count?
Counts the Telegram users there, too. So that's where you can go. Is go to chat.freetalklive.com. You can get connected there. And I want to apologize for all the Ukraine channels. There's somebody that took advantage of a bug in the system or a quote-unquote feature that we don't want, and they just started listing Ukrainian channels on our server, and we haven't yet figured out the best way to get rid of those. So that's kind of an annoyance. But then, anyway, that's one of the things you can do there at chat.freetalklive.com.
So you're not just standing with the Ukraine.
No, definitely not. You can create your own channels there, though, and that's one of the cool things about it at chat.freetalklive.com. So I don't think, is there much more to say about this Biden-Trump spat that's going on here?
It's what you would expect. You know, Trump doesn't know what an enemy of the state is, or he does, but, I mean, it just really doesn't matter. Biden called Trump supporters enemies of the state, so Trump responded by saying, no, you're really the enemy of the state.
It takes one to know one.
Yeah. It's pretty much what you would expect.
I wish one of them would figure it out and actually be an enemy to the state.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump could be a powerful voice for national divorce if he ever gets his poop in a group. And
that would be nice, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen, right? Because he wants total control, just like Biden does, and... but the best thing we can do is to...
It might happen if he loses. Maybe he'll decide at that point he wants to take his
ball. He'll be pouty enough to
support
the
idea. Yeah, could be. I hope.
Could be.
Well, he didn't support secession after he lost in 2020.
That's true. And there's no reason to believe that he will this next time around.
Sadly.
All right, so if you want to join the show here, the number is 603-283-6160. But that said, we can poach some of his followers. We can poach some of the people who are upset and who are frustrated with the status quo and who are willing to try something new, and that's what we're working on here.
Not like eggs, though.
No, not like eggs.
Okay. I mean, some of them are obnoxious, but they shouldn't be boiled.
Speaking of anti-government activism, there's apparently a massive protest that happened in Prague over the weekend. According to RT.com,
was it a progressive?
You decide. Protesters were demanding the government resign over soaring energy prices, inflation, and military support for Ukraine. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in central Prague on Saturday for a march dubbed Czech Republic First, urging the government to resign over the prices of energy, inflation, and drop any anti-Russia sanctions. And I'm looking at a picture here of this event, and it's big. Like, we're talking about people packed in a very wide city street, and again, tens of thousands, I think, is on the low side. This is probably well over, 100,000 people.
I don't like the idea of, Czech Republic First, because that's too much like America First. And I think that sort of that patriotic nationalist nonsense isn't doing any good for anyone.
But aren't they part of the EU?
I don't know.
Czechoslovakia?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think it's if you're going to have a government, I mean, that government is taking money from you by force to do whatever it does, and it seems like it should be doing it for the same people that it's robbing if it's going to do anything for anybody. I mean, stealing money and just giving it away is insulting.
I did check. They are a member of the European Union. So, therefore, saying Czech Republic First is tantamount to us saying New Hampshire independence, right? Like that.
I don't think that's the extent to which they mean it, though. I mean, I could be wrong.
They're waving Czech flags here, it looks like, in this,
They're having a race.
They're not waving the checkered flags, but that's...
Oh, okay.
They're not waving the EU flag here. According to police estimates, some 70,000 took part in the rally, with organizers putting the figure at 100,000. The event brought people together from across the political spectrum, with the Communist Party and the right-wing Freedom and Direct Democracy parties taking part.
Quote, Direct Democracy is a right-wing party in the Czech Republic? Because they'd be hard left-wing here.
Oh, well, I mean, it depends on what they wanted to directly vote for. I mean,
quote, the aim of our demonstration is to demand change, mainly in solving the issue of energy prices, especially electricity and gas, which will destroy our economy this autumn, said one of the event co-organizers, a social democrat, telling the media. The protesters demanded that the Czech Republic take a neutral military stance, a completely reasonable demand, by the way.
Yeah.
And secured direct contracts with natural gas suppliers, including Russia. They also condemned the government for supporting EU sanctions against Moscow, adopted in multiple waves since the start of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. One banner displayed at the event read, quote, the best for the Ukrainians and two sweaters for us, unquote, referring to the rising heating costs and potential energy cuts coming this winter.
Yeah.
And they're not even cold yet, right? Like, they're out there in the streets angry and protesting and... It's still summertime.
That's because I know
they're going to be cold.
Oh, yeah. They're ready for it. We're coming up here in moments, and it may be even worse than what people are predicting.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Florida judge wants a list of potential special master candidates submitted to her by Friday. That person would be charged with reviewing documents taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. The individual's duties and limitations must also be determined by Trump's lawyers and the Department of Justice. Russia is banning more than two dozen Americans from entering the country, including several U.S. political leaders and actor Ben Stiller. In a statement from Russia's foreign ministry, this comes in response to U.S. sanctions on Russians following the country's invasion of Ukraine. OPEC is set to cut oil production by 100,000 barrels a day next month. That was the same increase that the group that includes Russia had agreed to for this month. President Biden hitting the road this Labor Day. The president speaking in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. Perhaps you want to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. You can do that by going to bitcoin.com and clicking Get Started. At the top of the page, you'll find some resources there, including some introductory videos that will help you learn the basics about cryptocurrency. That way, you know some of that important stuff, some of the new concepts like decentralization, cutting out the middleman from the idea of money and getting rid of governments and big banks from the picture. You can learn some of that stuff by going and clicking Get Started at the top of the page at bitcoin.com. Do that before you decide to buy into crypto. The price of Bitcoin has been hovering at around $20,000 in recent days. Will it go down from here, or is it gathering steam perhaps for another rally to a new high? We have no idea. We don't know what's coming in the future. But you'll be ready for it when you learn a little bit more about it at bitcoin.com. And you can buy your first cryptocurrency through bitcoin.com, by the way. They get a lot of
cool features. They'll even give you.
Are they still doing the faucet over there?
Well, that's correct. I don't know if they still are. But yeah. Last I heard, they were still doing. And I mean, it's a negligible amount of cryptocurrency.
Sure.
But
a little bit. Yeah,
they'll still give it to you. I wish I could remember the website. I could verify real quick.
It's probably like faucet.bitcoin.com, but I don't know 100% if that's what it was. But they have all kinds of cool features over there, and you can explore the site at bitcoin.com. They have news as well at news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about a major protest in the streets of Prague. over the weekend with what some say was at least 100,000 people coming from across the political spectrum. Which
I had to pull it up real quick. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
It's free.bitcoin.com. They are still doing it.
They are, okay.
All you have to do is install the bitcoin.com wallet. They have.
That's cool.
They have all the steps right there at free.bitcoin.com.
It's one of the better crypto wallets out there. In fact, I don't think I've
ever used it.
I think I saw, well, we can't right now because we're under bail conditions, but I think I saw an announcement the other day that I still get emails from them. I think I saw an announcement that they're adding AVAX to the wallet. So I always thought Bitcoin.com was exclusive to Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, but maybe they're expanding into like a true multi-currency wallet. It would be up to somebody who actually uses it to tell me for sure whether or not that's
I would love to see them add Monero.
Yeah, that would be really awesome. Yeah. So 70,000 to 100,000 people, again, from across the political spectrum, which really goes to show the fact that what the government gangs and the Western governments are doing, the European Union and the United States are doing here, is quite unpopular amongst all kinds of people. You got people from the communists to the right-wingers in the streets together saying, get out of this Ukraine conflict, stop funding one side or the other, let's be a neutral military stance where we only defend ourselves if attacked. I mean, this is what most of us in the Liberty Movement want to see happen here in the U.S., right?
It is, but I don't like it when people on the left and people on the right agree with one another.
Why not?
Because it's never for anything good. It's rarely for
this
anything
good.
Rarely for anything good.
All right.
See, I don't know. I would like to see more cooperation between between the left and the right, because it's I mean, the thing is, if we can establish a sufficient level of mutual respect, I mean, it seems like we should be able to live in reasonably close proximity to each other without being a problem to each other, you know? It's just like, hey, you guys want to do it your way, and you want to have your club and have the club pay for everything? Fine. I'm just not a member of your club, so leave me out of it. But far be it from me to stop you from doing things the way you want to do them, you know?
I think there's benefits as well to getting people of differing viewpoints together in the same place. If they're not fighting one another, if they're actually together on a specific issue, that is sort of a mentality or a situation in which you could perhaps have a conversation with somebody. Because when you've got people, when they're entrenched, when one side's over in its trench and the other side's over in its trench, they're just launching bombs at one another because they, you know, see each other as the enemy. That's a problematic situation when we probably agree on more things than we realize, or at least we will never find the things that we agree on if we cannot have communication between both sides. And so if both, quote-unquote, sides are aligned on one issue, that's the time when you can have conversations with them about, you know, for instance, showing them what the principles are that we adhere to, the non-aggression principle and things like that. And then, you know, maybe you'll recruit somebody. Maybe you'll persuade somebody. I think there's some benefit to that.
And the thing is, I don't need them to do it my way. I just need them not to try to make me do it their way, you know, and you know, if we can each do things our own damn way, then we don't have to be enemies.
Well, of course, that's the key difference between us and them, for lack of a better term in this case, is the other people who are not liberty-minded people do not want to let you do it your way. They want to force their way down your throat, and that's where the difficulties come in.
Certainly, because they're operating under the belief that their way is the one true way, and every other way is objectively wrong.
Right, and the difference is we're willing to let them have their commune or whatever, if that's what they want to have, but they don't want to let us have our free market.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a big part of the reason that I chose anarcho-capitalism is, like, in a computer system, one of the things that you look for is the ability to run foreign software on your computer system. So you might have Wine to allow you to run Windows programs on your Linux box.
Mm-hmm. An emulator, as they call it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the thing is, you can emulate any other political system under anarcho-capitalism, mm-hmm. so long as the group that's doing it is unanimous about wanting to do it.
Right. It is voluntary in that case.
Exactly. Yeah. The only thing you can't do is stop people from taking their ball and going home.
Right.
If they don't like your game.
Yeah, and that kind of breaks the rules of their system, because they want to have the producers forced into their system so they can milk them and live off of their productivity, right? If there aren't any people who are productive in the socialist systems to tax, then there's no welfare state at that point.
Well, that's definitely true unless they can find ways to be productive themselves. The problem is that...
Who, the welfare recipients?
If they're being productive, then one would assume they would not be welfare.
Indeed.
I mean, but there's a lot of socialists, rich socialists, who don't take a lot of government money or...
they're probably protected by regulations.
In a lot of cases... they are, but the problem is, a lot of the problem, I mean, the reason I called myself a socialist when I was younger is I saw that the existing system was frigging horrible, mm-hmm. and I said, okay, well, I want the opposite of that, and apparently that's called socialism. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, you know, they'd always told me that the system we have was capitalism. It wasn't until I realized that what we have is a lot closer to fascism than to capitalism.
Crony capitalism.
It's crony capitalism, but also the fascia is like big labor, big government, and big business working together to screw the rest of us.
We got more coming up here. You can join us 603-283-6160 and bring up what you want on free.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want to join us. Massive protests happening in Prague over the weekend about government support of Ukraine and the things that are kind of the results of that, the economic destruction that is happening to these European countries. And I think we're going to start seeing here in the United States. I mean, obviously inflation is a thing here right now.
Yeah.
And it's at 40-year record highs, according to the government's own numbers.
And that's after they've changed how they calculate those numbers.
They changed in what, the 1990 or the 80s at some point, I think?
They changed about 40 years ago, interestingly enough. Now that we're at a 40-year high, they changed the calculations about 40 years ago.
Shadow Stats says, I think it's like 17%, and that's kind of using the old calculation system. That's what they do over at Shadow Stats, as opposed to what the government is saying, which is like 8.59%.
17% sounds like more in line with my experience on the ground and the increase in prices and all of that. I believe 17%, if not more.
Yeah, if not. And, of course, in Europe, they're getting hit hard by these energy price increases. Wanted to focus on that again here. It was over the weekend that the news broke that Nord Stream 1, which is the main pipeline going into Germany from Russia, providing, I think it's liquefied natural gas, and that's what they put in there, is, or maybe it's just natural gas, but whatever, one of those things. They piped that into Germany, and that had been cut to 20% of its normal amount back in July. Well, at the end of August, the Russian energy supplier, which is run by the government, called Gazprom, announced they were going to be halting, they would be turning off the spigot, basically, going from 20% to zero, so they could, quote-unquote, conduct repairs and do maintenance.
And, of course, they're not turning it back on afterward, right?
They're not turning it back on.
Did no one ever teach the Europeans that you don't bite the hand that feeds?
Apparently not. They're going to learn that one the hard way, or maybe they won't learn it. At this point, we'll see.
Oh, I hope they don't freeze to death.
Yeah, I really hope so too, because the people of Europe are not necessarily the government of Europe, right? Like
right.
They're two separate groups of people. Just to summarize here,
it'd be nice if there is some way to make it so the government freezes to death.
Yeah, wouldn't
the rest
be nice.
Of us don't.
Unfortunately, they have the military to probably stop any of those sorts of efforts. But what happened this weekend was the Russian government announced that, no, we're not going to turn it back on due to the maintenance discovering an oil leak. So we're going to need to fix this oil leak before we can turn it back on. And so, therefore, we don't know how long that's going to take, especially given that the sanctions against Russia have prevented us from getting the parts that we need to keep this thing running. So the companies in the EU that make parts for the lines that they have in Russia are not selling to the Russians.
Well, that's what they're saying. In all likelihood, I doubt that's true.
That's what they're saying. Well, it's true that there are sanctions, right? We know
yes.
That's true. You're saying you doubt that the whole maintenance story
I doubt that
true.
Russia needs any parts from Europe.
Well,
they couldn't acquire them. Maybe it's true, but, I mean, it seems weird to me that Russia would offer any sort of justification for that instead of just saying, yeah, we cut your gas off.
That's right.
What are you
going to
do about it?
Well, now they've become a little more clear. So just the newer news, so that was the news over the weekend, was they were saying, oh, well, it's an oil issue. We don't know how long it's going to take to fix it. Well, now Dmitry Peskov, who is the spokesman for the Kremlin, says this, according to RT.com, which is their own, you know, news/propaganda outlet.
Yeah.
Technical issues with gas deliveries to Europe via the Nord Stream 1 gas pipeline will persist until the West lifts sanctions that it has slapped on Russia over the ongoing Ukraine conflict, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday. That's today. On August 31st, the Gazprom completely shut down gas deliveries via the pipeline. Although it was scheduled to resume the transit on Friday, they said they would remain closed due to technical issues. Peskov noted, quote, problems in gas deliveries arose due to sanctions that have been imposed on our country and a number of companies by the Western countries, including Germany and the UK. There are no other reasons behind the supply issues, unquote. The spokesman also claimed that it is not Gazprom's fault that, quote, the Europeans absolutely absurdly make a decision to refuse to service their equipment, unquote, which they are contractually obligated to do. He stressed that all of Nord Stream 1's operations hinge on, quote, one piece of equipment that needs serious maintenance, unquote. And that is the equipment that they claim they cannot get a replacement for because of the sanctions. So, yeah, the European Union, of course, has, the government goons there have done this to themselves, and they are going to continue. They're doubling down.
But they didn't just do this to themselves, sadly enough. They did this to the people of Europe.
They're doubling down, by the way. They're not saying anything about lessening their support for Ukraine. They're saying
that's what sanctions always do. They harden people's hearts.
Yeah. There was a statement from one of the German chancellors or whatever a few days ago where she basically said that it doesn't matter what people think. They're going to keep supporting Ukraine no matter how uncomfortable it gets for us politicians. So she's expecting protests. She's expecting people coming and, you know, telling her nasty things from within Germany about what it is that their policy is. And she's fully prepared to continue on supporting Ukraine.
Some of you are going to die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
On Sunday, the comments were echoed by the Russian deputy prime minister, who blamed the European Union for the problems that have prevented the resumption of gas. Quote, the entire problem lies precisely on the EU's side because all the conditions of the repair contract have been completely violated, along with the terms of shipping the equipment, he said. So, despite the maintenance issues, European has accused Russia of weaponizing energy supplies.
It's their supply to weaponize. I mean, I don't understand why Europe is so surprised by this. This is the predictable consequences of their actions.
They've weaponized their entire economies. What the hell do they expect?
Yeah, they didn't think that there would be any fallout. They didn't think there would be any consequence for committing the act of sanctions, which are essentially, I mean, basically they're an act of war, right? Like, you tell somebody, we're going to cut off your supply, we're going to cut off all business to you. I mean, it's not quite an act of war, but it's very hostile.
Well, blockade is definitely an act
sure
of war.
Sure is.
And because they are threatening people who don't care about sanctioning Russia. I would say it qualifies as a blockade.
Mm.
I mean, it's one thing to stop trading with somebody. It's another thing to threaten violence against other people who continue to trade with that person. And when you do that, you're initiating force.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say there's a good guy in this conflict. I mean, by no means is the Russian government a good group of people. They're all governments.
Yeah, they're all evil.
Right, the European Union, the Russian gang, they're all bad. But you can't say it's unreasonable for the Russian government to say, oh, you don't want to do business with us anymore, you won't sell us products, you will, you're cutting us off, you're cutting our, off our information channels from your people, you're going to do all this, and then say that we're wrong because we don't want to sell the product back to you? Oh, so you won't sell things to us, but we have to sell things to you? It doesn't work that way.
No, it sounds like Russia just implemented some sanctions of their own against Europe, and Europe's like, hey, that's not what we agreed to.
Why would anybody trouble themselves to export things if they weren't getting imports in return? That's why you export.
It's trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're dealing with. That's what people are dealing with over in the UK right now. And you're starting to see stories. We've seen some on social media. And one just hit the Sun, the-sun.com, a 1,200-year-old pub in, I believe this must be the UK, right? Ye Old Fighting Cocks is what it's called. It's apparently really old. But they are fighting for survival in the cost of living crisis, which, of course, is completely brought on by the government of the European Union. The Ye Old Fighting Cocks survived world wars and recessions, but co-owner Sam Walker says winter will be a test. His general manager added, it's outrageously more expensive. He says it's not like at home, where you can turn everything off but the fridge and the freezer. And I said European Union. I understand the UK left the European Union, but they're still in support of Ukraine, right? So, like, they're still on, basically, they're doing the same stuff. It's not like at home where you can turn everything off but the fridge and the freezer. We can't cut down on
Are they
energy.
Really doing this in the United Kingdom? Like, and cutting everything off?
People are, and in their own homes.
Good Lord.
Yeah, absolutely. We had one of our chatters, Buffman John, said that he knows people, a couple living in Manchester, who are being very judicious about which electronic devices they have on at any given time, and they're using an air fryer instead of the stove and trying to do everything they can to cut costs of living.
Just tell your government to stop encouraging war.
No, they don't
Not
care.
That they'll listen,
no,
they but...
In the meantime, you got an electric bill to pay.
That's true.
So he says our light bill is 10 times more than what it is in a house because at home you can turn off all the lights except the room that you're in. But you can't do that when you run a business open to the public, like a pub. There's more coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on free...
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.